The least we can do is stand in the rain in solidarity with the millions of Egyptians who've been out in their streets for more than 2 weeks now. And in about 5 hours' time, even bigger numbers are expected to gather in the square following Mubarak's lost opportunity to actually go, which he did this morning, of course. We all woke up and we listened to the news and we went, yes, he's going. And of course he came out and said what he said for the last 30 years, no, I'm not going. Those of us who are cynical about dictators, of course, will say he's busy looking for the gold and busy shredding the documents. he's got a lot of shredding to do because he's done a lot of killing and locking up and oppressing his people, of course. By Sunday, workers are mobilising through their unions and even outside their unions to actually go on strike. The teachers, the public servants, the transport workers have been at the forefront of those strikes in Egypt. And we, through the union movement, we actually are well connected online now, so we know within an hour what's happening. And we pass messages around through the national networks, and we've been sending millions of support emails to the people in Egypt to tell them that we're all watching, we're all behind them. And we hope this will lead to a peaceful outcome. Our biggest fear, of course, is what the role of the military is going to be. And it has been very interesting to watch them during the last 2.5 weeks. What I found really interesting was the disappearance of the ordinary police off the streets of Cairo. Unfortunately, they didn't disappear off the streets of Alexandria and other places, and they were busy killing and shooting people. But the military clearly took over Cairo, and the only sign of police were the military police. And they have been arresting people. I've got lots of stories of people who have been secreted away off the street. The human rights lawyers in Cairo have all been visited and basically barricaded either in their buildings or taken away. So the key people that will be the sort of people who would go to try and bail people out are being eliminated so that they can no longer be the source of information about who's being arrested. So these are very dangerous signs. These are highly organised signs. The military have been sitting back and waiting to see what will emerge in terms of leadership. And that is probably the most worrying part of what's actually happening, because there's no clear leader emerging. It's clearly a coalition, a very broad united front of a whole range of different groups who are calling for democracy. So this makes, I mean, it's very hard to get your leadership organised in 2.5 weeks. So I'm, you know, I think we've got to be very patient. They've been extremely disciplined in terms of trying to keep the violence has been only really coming from the other side. The pro-Mubarak supporters that posed as vigilantes are probably people that they have had in their employ for a long time to do this sort of spoiling and going and attacking the pro-democracy supporters. The military's role from now on will become the critical issue, and that's what we all want to be very mindful that the people who are going out in the square today are taking the biggest risk they have taken in 2.5 weeks now. Because if the tanks decide to stop sitting quietly and allowing people to clamber over them and they start moving, then we could have some serious problems and we will have a lot more injuries and a lot more deaths. Clearly the people have remained quite disciplined, and this is interesting. It means at a grassroots level people are very disciplined about what they want to see as the outcome, and that's why the crowds have been so diverse. There have been women and children and middle class, working class, academics, public servants, factory workers, transport workers, ordinary people. The people who will probably make quite a critical difference may well be the cotton workers, because cotton is the core of the economy. And if the cotton workers actually make the decision on Sunday to actually join a general strike, then really the whole country will begin to stop completely after that point. The wharves have already stopped, and you don't hear anything about that. But, you know, if you can't get anything out of your country and you can't get anything in, then that's a point of no return. And because there's been no concession to the people at all at this point, the military are going to have to make a decision about which side they're on, I guess, and what they're going to do from here. Handing everything over to Suleiman is meaningless to people in Egypt. He's been the arch leader of the repression. He's been the one who's carried out Mubarak's orders and conducted all the police and the secret police activity. So Egyptians don't want to hear we've handed it all over to Suleiman. It's not giving anyone any comfort about anything. And it's an insult to people. People know that's what that means. So our hearts go out to all of those people in Egypt who are fighting for the opportunity to have democracy for the first time in more than 30 years. And we'll all watch with interest and wait to see what we need to do to help them from here.